Yes, the time is 27 after 10. Now, I've got a very special guest who's called into the studio. He's a very busy man because, in basketball terms, it is the off-season. And so everything is happening in order to recruit for the next season of the NBL. He's the head coach of the Cairns Taipans, Adam Ford. Mate, welcome into studio, first of all.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here.
Now, tell us about what you're up to at the moment. Of course, it's a bit of an up-and-down season, it's fair to say. Your first time in the chair here in Cairns. But what's involved at this point now that you're getting ready for the upcoming season?
Yeah, basically, you know, obviously in review of the last season and looking at the areas of deficiency that we had and trying to upgrade, you know, not only with the playbook side of things, but also the recruiting. So we've been pretty active. As soon as we finished that game against Brisbane, I had the coaches in the next day, and Mark and Troy's been great as well. We've been working very vigorously to put it together, hopefully a really exciting lineup next season.
And tell us about who's coming back. Who can we expect to see back on the court from the season that's just finished?
Yeah, so about a week ago we announced Keanu and Bull are both returning, which is great.
And of course, a rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year, and Keanu was most improved.
Most improved, so, that's right.
You know, that sort of painted a picture of the direction that we wanted to go in with trying to unearth some you know, really good talent that maybe isn't utilised elsewhere or has the potential to make an immediate impact out of college like Bull did. And then, of course, we've got Juki and Merck who are currently under contract. So they're four of the 11 that we've got coming in. And, you know, we've gone down the road with a few guys we're very hopeful on and, you know, looking forward to making those announcements in the coming weeks.
And Nate Jawai's bones going to hold up for another season?
Love Nate. He's playing for
the
Darwin Salties in the NBL one. No, he's probably one we're looking to move on from.
Yeah.
And again, you know, Nate's such a community figure within Cairns, and obviously decisions like this are always a little bit on the difficult side. And he's still keen to play, and he's doing so in the NBL one, which was great for him to do. But in terms of suiting up for the Taipans, it's doors are definitely not closed. We got one more local spot, obviously, that we're looking to fill. We're trying to find the perfect candidate for that. But the reality is probably we're looking to move forward.
All right, some big news. That breaking news here on the 4CA Talk Show. No Nate Jawai for the Cairns. Well, almost at a point of no Nate Jawai. Now, talk to me about the challenges of recruiting. I mean, it's always been said that the Taipans, of course, doesn't have the budget of a Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, for example. I mean, from your perspective, is that a challenge? And how do you overcome that as a coach at this point when you're recruiting?
It depends on what angle you're looking at. We don't try and use it as a negative. The one thing that Cairns provides, which other clubs doesn't, and especially in the last 9 months, but also the history of Taipans, where players like Torrey Craig, Scotty Wilbekin from the import side of things, guys like Nathan Sobey, Cam Glidden, Mitch McCarron all started out their careers here.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, we can provide this platform where we've got a really good coaching staff, we've got a really good high-performance team, we've got nutritionists, we've got, you know, everything available. So to try and target, and this is sort of, you know, again, the Bulls and the Keanu's where, look, you know, we may not have the budget of the bigger cities, but, you know, to take a small hit, maybe in the pay packet for the compromise of an opportunity to, you know, to play on the national stage and use
and more minutes, potentially.
More minutes, more opportunity. You know, it's very appealing. And I think, again, you know, the guys that we've targeted and recruited, you know, you know, I've had a wish list, like I had a hit list, and it's pretty cool that everybody that I wanted at the top of that list, we've gotten. And so it also goes to the vision that we're trying to paint, but also, you know, coming to Cairns is a nice spot.
You know? It's a pretty good place to come.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's the appealing side of it, where we're talking about the lifestyle and also the basketball, but... No, look, you know, if you're trying to compare budget to other clubs, you're always going to be in a losing game. So we go with a different angle in a sense of, you know, trying to unearth the next Ball Qualls and Nathan Sobeys.
It's, and when you talk about some of that talent that have passed through the ranks of the Taipans, I mean, it tells me that the, you know, the skill in being able to pick that future talent and really give them that opportunity. But is it a bit disappointing? I mean, you're only entering your second season, but is it a bit disappointing to pick these future superstars and then you see them move on to bigger pay packets? That's not fair, is it?
Yeah, well, I think that's unfortunately the case with a lot of leagues throughout the world. You see it in baseball, you see it in soccer, where you know, they unearth the next big thing, and then Real Madrid
that's
for a $300 million contract. So
put a few more zeros on the contract.
But yeah, but again, it just further adds to the appeal of coming to Cairns for the next, you know, up and coming player that you know, we were excited to bring in and wear in the orange.
Now, what about the upcoming season? Of course, we've had so many disruptions due to COVID over the last couple of years. So what's the latest on when that season can start? When can we get back into, we're looking at the Convention Centre, the home of the Cairns Taipans at the moment. Great, when can we expect to get back in there, the season to start?
Well, we're hopeful. The word is that obviously it's all coming back to normal. So we're hopeful maybe of getting an NBL draft schedule in the next week or two,
okay,
which should have us for a back to normal October start. So hopefully COVID interruptions are behind us. Obviously it's still relevant and real, but you know, we should be on top of it. But yeah, we'll know more in the coming weeks.
So less of a wait for us basketball tragics for the next season. That's good news. That's good news. And finally, you're hearing, of course, from Adam Ford, coach of the CQ University Cairns Taipans. You are entering your second season. You've got one under the belt. How are you finding life in Cairns? Your family's here. How's life in the tropics?
Yeah, great. I'm still trying to master that work-life balance, which is always difficult, but I got a real good supportive family that allows me to maybe be a little bit more absorbed in the work and what they like. But no, it's been great, you know, working with Mark and Troy and again my coaching staff with Grugs, Kez and Will and the players that we have here. You know, everyone's on the same page. It's been remarkable in terms of things you have to worry about. That's not one of them. So I want to try and make sure that we reward everybody, including the staff, but also the community, that we get some more wins on the board and have a good season.
Very nice indeed. And I imagine people, season tickets, of course, won't be on sale yet because we don't know what the schedule looks like. But, of course, keep an eye on taipans.com and grab those season tickets. It's always an awesome night out. Our only national sporting team as well. So it's crucial that we, as a fan, even if you're not a basketball fan, it's such a good night out. Get out and support the Cairns Taipans. Adam Ford, head coach, mate, thanks so much for making the time in between your recruiting frenzy, of course, best of luck, but we'd love to catch up with you again over coming months.
No, you bet. I'll make sure I make myself available. Cheers again.
Awesome. That's Adam Ford, head coach of the CQ University Cairns Taipans. The time is 35 past 10.